Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. The angel reassured the shepherds. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." The angel's message is fascinating because its content is both incredibly Jewish and yet embraces the whole world. The angel made it clear that the baby was the Messiah, the one who came to fulfill the Old Testament scriptures. But at the same time, the coming of Jesus was for everyone. Although Jesus was to focus much of his ministry on his own people, the Jews, he consistently made it clear that he'd come to bring salvation to the world. The responsibility of those of us who call ourselves Christians is to do everything in our power to make it clear that Jesus came for everyone. Sadly, churches can be extremely unfriendly and intimidating places. People often get the impression that they're full of old people who do things in strange, old-fashioned ways. That's so sad, but happily far from the truth. Churches are often full of people of all ages, and most churches seek to ensure that they worship in a way that is welcoming and understandable to visitors. There's no doubt that we all have a lot to do to help our world to grasp the angel's message that Jesus came to bring joy. Jesus often made it clear that following him would be tough and that we'd face opposition from many people, but he was consistently clear that he came to bring us joy. In John's Gospel, we hear Jesus talking about the vital importance of obedience, and he then says, "I've told you these things so that you'll be filled with my joy." Yes, your joy will overflow. That was exactly the experience of the shepherds who, once they'd seen the baby Jesus, returned to their flocks full of joy. We read that they were glorifying and praising God for all that they'd heard and seen. And that experience of joy can be yours and mine today as we follow Jesus. Let me ask you a question. How would you describe the joy that you've experienced since you became a Christian? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you sent Jesus into the world to bring us your joy. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a great day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Lux Check Engine, Lux ABS o Lux de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. Oh, oh.